Could Seattle property taxes go up again? Well, maybe if a new property tax levy proposed by Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin is approved. As KUOW's Amy Radel reports, it would fund preschool, community college, and support services in the K-12 system.
Durkin's proposed levy would raise $636 million over 7 years. She says it would replace and expand two existing levies.
This levy package is going to make critical investments in things that we know work. First is our preschools.
The city's current program serves 1,500 preschoolers, most of them for free. The new funding could serve 2,700, about half the city's pre-K population. Durkin says it would also fund 2 years of community college for 875 students and preparation in high school.
Right now, our levy almost stops in ninth grade. We're going to make sure that that doesn't happen.
The levy would cost $80 more per year in property taxes on a median value home, or $250 total. City Councilmember Rob Johnson supports it, but he says the levy's shift away from funding elementary schools in favor of middle and high schools is already drawing scrutiny. Dean DeSharoon is a former preschool teacher who was watching his son on the playground outside. He says he would vote yes with some reluctance.
I myself would rather not pay property taxes for it, but I think it's such an urgent need that I'm happy to do it.
Durkin says low-income seniors, veterans, and people with disabilities can get an exemption from the new levy if it passes. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.